During this time, the same friend that I had met in the fourth grade that we used to be, fighting up the neighborhood, she told me that we were looking for an apartment. She told me that there was an apartment that was empty on the first floor where she lived, in the building where she lived. So we managed to go and see the apartment. We liked it. So we moved there. She lived on the second floor, I lived on the first floor. And her husband couldn't find a job in Philly. He moved to Maryland. So they moved to Maryland. And while she was in Maryland, she met a sister in the supermarket line. You know, you talk to somebody in the line. The sister asked her, how did Hazrat Fatima die? And the sister just told us that we needed to study, Islamic history, So we started doing that. We started having classes, we started reading everything. And around that time, lo and behold, a man appears everywhere in American newspapers, on television, on the radio, in the magazines. And I'm, really amazed by this man because he's always being denigrated. I mean, I saw so many pictures of him with horns and a tail, and it just made me say, who is this? Who is this man that they hate so much? And one of the things in our political studies class in the party was how America, American history, and how they have gone around the world, using their tactic of divide and conquer. And that if you see them, the government, admiring someone, to speaking really positive about them, then you know what? You really need to check them out. Try to read between the lines, go to different sources other than, at that time, we had channels 3, 6, and 10. And if you see them, maligning someone, you know what? Follow them, check them out, see what they're into, because more than likely, they're not doing something that America wants them to do. This man, it happened to be Imam Khomeini. And so I was absolutely fascinated by him. He seemed like a very mild-mannered, an older man. And he just, never seemed to raise his voice, always seemed to be trying to teach people. In America, we don't learn that much about geography, so I didn't really know where Iran was, So I had to go look on a map. Then I learned about their intervention in Iran, their relationship with the Shah, how they had decided that he was the ruler of choice for them, not the people, And I said, oh, here we go again, because it's not the first time that they had done something like this. So we began to, watch, Imam Khomeini. And I even was fearful when he made the decision, that he was going back to Iran, because they were talking about they were going to blow up the plane, that he would never make it. So I had become fearful for him. I was really praying for him because he seemed like, just a good person. So I decided that I wanted to know more about him. So my friend, Shakura, had gotten invited to come to Iran, and then now it was the Islamic Republic of Iran, and study. So her and her husband were, were going to go. After Shakur had left, and she used to write me every week and tell me, you would really like it, the children would love it, and you should come. And so, we talked about it, and we decided that, we were going to do it. We had decided that I had felt like when I became Muslim that I was really on a revolutionary path. The Prophet was a revolutionary, But it's just like when Jesus came, Jesus was a revolutionary, Prophet Isa, and he you know, threw the people out of the temple that were exchanging the money. But they turned Christianity away from, you know, being revolutionary and just made it more or less about praying. Okay. That's the same way that I felt with Islam, that I had run into a dead end, that, you know, Muslims were, had just become concerned about praying, you know. But, you know, it's a twofold endeavor, you know. You have to pray and you have to act. Like I heard someone on the radio say, you know what, pray but keep rowing the boat, you know. So I felt like we weren't rowing anymore. We were just praying. And we weren't coming up with solutions. We weren't solution-oriented. We were apolitical. It was frowned upon to be, you know, involved in any politics, even though everything about your life here is political, you know. Somebody's controlling everything, and you don't feel like you should have a say in any of it. So the difference in what was Sunni Islam and what was Shia Islam seemed to be that the Shia had held on to their revolutionary aspect of Islam. And I that appealed to me. And, you know, Imam Khomeini, you know, appealed to me. You know, he just, he you know, evoked the sentiments and the feelings that I had when I learned about Shaheed Malcolm. You know, that he was not afraid. You know, Shaheed knew that he was a marked man, but it didn't stop him from doing what he felt that he had to do. The same type of character that I saw in Shaheed Malcolm that I even saw in one of my other heroes, Harriet Tubman. You know, that, you know what, she was unequivocally the bravest African-American woman that I've ever heard of. And selfless. Even after she was free, that wasn't enough for her, that she returned to the same place 19 times. And I know that Allah was in her corner. He had to be. You know, they wanted her dead or alive. You know, they couldn't touch her. You know, she was in their midst. They couldn't see her. You know, so I just felt like, you know, those are my heroes, the people that, you know, have the courage to stand up in the face of injustice.